Okay, so Tov Kuf Nun Tes, Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber says in Gimel, Leil Tisha B'Av, V'yomo Yoshvin Deves HaKnesses La'aretz Ad Tfilas HaMincha. Okay, so we don't do that. The Ramah says, "Va'achshav nagu leishev al safsalein miyan achar sheyotzu mibeis haknesses shabbos." Now the minig is, as soon as you leave the beis haknesses, so you sit on the chairs. The Mechaber has that you sit in the beis haknesses ad tfilas hamincha. Okay, I assume that ad tfilas hamincha means they sit kinnis all day. Okay. So really, if you look carefully at the Lashna Mechaber, there's a mashmos here, an implication. When he says, Leil Tisha B'Av V'yomo, Yoshim Beis HaKnesses La'aretz Ad Tfilas HaMincha. What?
Okay.
So what is the implication? What's the implication?
Just put on your mute buttons, please.
The implication is when you sit, the Mechaber doesn't say also leishev al kisei ad tfilsamecha. He doesn't say that. He says leil tisha b'av v'yomo. This way.
Please put your mute buttons on your phones.
I can't answer any questions. Okay, is that right? Everybody clear? Okay. So, Leil Tisha B'Av V'yomo, Yoshim V'Veis Knesses La'aretz Ad Tfilas HaMincha. That's the Mechaber. What is the direct implication from the Mechaber? You just had the Mechaber, what were you saying? Leil Tisha B'Av V'yomo, Yoshim V'Veis Knesses La'aretz Ad Tfilas HaMincha. What's the implication? The implication is, when you're not in shul, you're not mechayev. It's only b'veis haknesses. Plus the Mechaber does not say, also leishei v'al kisei, ad chi yotzu b'veis haknesses, achat tfilas hamincha. Doesn't say that. It just says b'veis haknesses. But the minhag goes in the b'veis haknesses. But how do we know? Maybe that's really the halacha like that. How do the Sfarim know it?
The Sfarim 20 something years. Ask
who is that?
Sammy.
I don't know. Nobody knows. But the Ramah, from the Ramah, becomes clear what it means. Because Ramah says, "Va'achshav nogu leishev al safsalein miyara hashayotzu mibeis haknesses shabbos." So the Ramah says, "Now the minhag is to sit on the chairs as soon as you leave the beis haknesses." So the implication is, if he held that the only time that it's usher to sit on the chairs is when you leave the beis haknesses, he would have just said that "Va'achshav." Yachshav Nogu, he wouldn't say anything actually. He just said, he wouldn't say anything. Because as soon as you go out of the Beis HaKnesses, there's no issue. Okay? So what is the Machlokes, the Ramah, and the Mechaber? So the Machlokes, and fluid on the surface, the Machlokes in between the Ramah and the Mechaber is, whether Leishev al-Aretz is halacha in Amiras Kinos. So then it's only the Beis HaKnesses. When you come home, there's no issue because you're not saying Kinos. What does the Ramah hold? The Ramah holds it's an Issa Gavra. It's an Issa Gavra of Leishev al-Akisa, like an other woman in Shiva. That's what he holds. So that's why he says, the Achshav Shinogu, Leishev al Sapsuleh, and the Yad Achashi Yatsu, the basic Knesset chakras. He says, Ratzaloma, the whole Chenachachach, the basic chorus, Kamashukas of the Sophasimen, the Imshir Zeh, Yimashi Chatzos, the Ozra Shoy Leishev al Sapsu. So he holds, the Mishnah Ruah at least holds, that's halacha in Tulchatzos, but it's halacha in the Gav. It's halacha in the Gav. That's what the Mishnah holds. So the machlokas between the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah on the one side and the Machaber on the other is simply whether Leishev al-Aretz is derech amiras kinos or whether it's a chovas gavra, like by Shiva. Okay. So it's an interesting thing. I mean, this question always bothered me. Last night I took a look at the minig of the Teimonim, who basically had the minig around. The Ram doesn't mention it, if I'm not mistaken, right? The Ram doesn't mention a word about sitting on the floor.
Just
what? Just Sudha Mafsekas. That's right. Sudha Mafsekas. You should have been time with the right. Sudha Mafsekas. That's right. But it doesn't mention a word, but that's the Mishnah is in front of us, a separate law. But it doesn't mention a word after that about it. So it's interesting, in the Siddur of the Teimonim, over there, what they have is that they daven Ma'ariv regularly, they sit on the chairs, and then when they get together to say the Kinnis, then it says Yoshim Al-Aretz. And the same thing in the morning. So in the morning as well, when they daven the regular tefillos, they're not Yoshim Al-Aretz. But on the contrary, they daven like they always daven. But then he says, as soon as the shatz gets together to say the kinos, then it's Yoshim Al-Aretz. So you see the Rambam apparently, because they follow the minhag around pretty accurately, the Rambam apparently held that there's no chovas gavra to be Yoshim Al-Aretz like an oval. Why not? Because then you're splitting a day in half. If it's the day of Avelis, and you have to be Yoshev Al-Aretz, well, what does it say after Chatzos? How could after Chatzos come along and break the day of Avelis? So therefore he said, the whole idea of Yoshev Al-Aretz is a new in Ageya to what? To the Kiyam of Amiras Kinas. Okay. So that's why now that I'm not saying kinnis, I'm following you in order to say that. Can't do it. Okay. But it makes a lot of sense, I promise. Yeah. I noticed that Sudam of Sekhs is a separate thing. It's not Yoshua, it's Yoshua in Tano of Kirai. He sits between the Tanur and in a place that's not respectable, that's not decent to eat. So there is a separate halacha that makes him look like fun of his emotionally consumed. So he usually sits in the derech kavod. So there it's a halacha being revising himself and being the degradation of the self because of the loss of the nigash. There's no self-esteem. That's the concept. The Sudha Mafsekas says there's no self-esteem. There's no self-esteem. It's Yoshev Al-Aretz, it's Yoshev and Tano Likirayim as well. Because it's also not a place to sit to eat. I don't know if the Bisman is that. I don't know if I can count that so well because we would be in Tano Likirayim. But anyways, that's the idea. That's the idea. As a matter of fact, I mean, the Rambam only has an Issa Yayin by Sudha Mafsekas. He doesn't have an Issa Yayin from Shuvah Shalom. Only Basim matches. So, Suda Mafsek, it's a separate halacha where he sits uncomfortably and in a way like he's completely consumed with grief, and he has, there's no covered Adam, so there's no covered Adam, so therefore it's Yoshi Olaris. That's the Rambam. But in Kinos, but otherwise, there's no halacha. So at nighttime when you come home, according to the Rambam, you can sit on a chair. I mean, the Ramah disagrees and holds it's called as Gabra, and we call it like the Ramah. That's why I was wondering what the Sforadin do. Do they make that distinction or not? I mean, I'm curious about. I mean, the Taimonim do. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, to move the phone, we'll close the Rebbe.
Okay. Is it better now? Anna?
A little bit.
So the problem is with the mic and the phone, getting them both close.
Definitely better now.
Definitely better now. Okay. Did you miss any of the points?
No, we're able to hear.
Okay. Suda Mafsek is more than just the commission makes him open front. What, during the day? No. No, that's true, because it's worse than Mason Mugla. It's the whole covered ordinance. It's the Vela Shishan. It's more than Mason Mugla.
Why would you ever be Kuleya Suda if you're like in an Enos? If you're an Onane, like retired burial, when would you ever be Kuleya Suda? Meaning in Vela Velas, when would somebody ever be Kuleya Suda before them? They would eat Derech Udakvius. I mean, maybe, why? How do we have? Isn't it a contradiction here, like a pseudo? But
no, no,
I'm saying it's not. I'm not saying it's Osir. I'm saying if you're selling on Derech Haninus, you call it a pseudo.
That's Mufar.
Yeah, but he wouldn't. It doesn't fit into the.
No, I can't say this. I mean, the pseudo here by Tisha B'Av.
Yeah, but right for.
No, but by Tisha B'Av, the pseudo is supposed to reflect the state.
Why did he go downstairs to? He said the people in the back could hear very well.
This is Hannah. These are people in the front.
Huh?
These are people. But this is not helping the people on the phone.
No, yeah.
Can people on the phone hear?
Can you guys hear?
So this is
the idea of the tissue. How
else are you
going to
express it?
That's right.
And that's the method of expressing it?
That's right. By a velus chagosho, so makes him making fun of it a different connotation. It means that he's chayavik vura. So that's why he can't have bus of the eye. Can't even see a das. But over here, the mason with lefonov is different. It's not the same mason with lefonov. It's a velus hishana. It's the horror of the destruction. So he's overcome by the horror of the destruction, and he's not knowing covered batzmo, just like the baitainus person not knowing eden batzmo, but this is the farthest in that direction. So therefore, he's Yoshev ben Tanlakarayim in an uncomfortable, unrespectable place, and he eats in a way where there's no covered adam, because the mikdash, he's simply concerned about covered mikdash. It's a different concept. Okay? By Avelus Chadasha, it's a different halacha of Mason Mutlafanov. Over there, it's the Achrayas of Kvura that's involved with Mason Mutlafanov. Okay. I want to start off with one thing, because I saw that the ones that took some of the rubs and spayed them, so it started off with a point. I got this new sefer from the, I mentioned it, yeah. There's another sefer also supposed to be very good, from Jay Shachtik. What is it called again?
The
ways of the Lord are righteous. Yeah. That one I don't have, but this one just came out. That's the Lord is one. How do we start that? Is this the best one to make, Pelican?
The fact that you're done with them, okay. People's
poems. Oh, okay. Alright. So I noticed that they quoted the Rav on an idea, which is a central idea in Tisha B'Av, that he quoted from Allah Ada Ad Chut Shamay, the Kina 8. So he says, it's 2:40. I curse this day that twice destroyed me. So the Rav mentions it is as though the Paitan is saying that the day of Tisha B'Av itself has destroyed us. An awareness of the Jewish concept of time is essential for an understanding of the Paitan's point. Okay? When the Mishnah remarks that five events befell our ancestors on Tisha B'Av, it is saying that there is something inherent in the day of Tisha B'Av, which is responsible for these tragedies. So now he goes on, I'm skipping a little bit, he says, the Jewish view of time is quite different from the view held by Kant and other philosophers. For them, the day has no substance of its own. It is nothing more than a frame of reference, part of a coordinate system in which events can be located. But one cannot speak of a bad time or a lonely time, a profane time or a blessed time. For us, however, time itself is substance, substantive, and has attributes. There is such a thing as good time, Yom Tov. The concept of Kedushas Hayom, the sanctity of the day of Shabbos and the festivals, illustrates the Jewish concept of time. It indicates that there is substance to the day which can be filled with Kedusha. Substance to the day. Okay. Okay, then he goes on and says, the Kabbalists, based on the Gemara, say that the day of Shabbos is personified by the Sabbath Queen, because the day is not just a mathematical construct, it is a creation in and of itself. Okay. So, he says, based on this idea of time, you understand how Job can say, he can curse the day of his birth. Then there is a Yom Chol, an ordinary day, and a Yom Kadosh, a day which is distinct and distinguished from others. And there can be a day filled with curses and profanity. Tisha B'Av is a day which is saturated with bitterness. In fact, it is not a date, it is a destiny. in correspondence between rabbis, Tisha B'Av is often referred to as Yom HaMar VaNima, the day which is Mar and Nima. Both Mar and Nima mean bitter, but Nima is in the passive. I would suggest that the phrase be translated, the bitter day which is saturated and endowed with bitterness. Okay. Now he's differentiating between the philosopher's day and between our day. But what I would like to know is, isn't that simply a difference between the religious day and between the scientific concept of a day? I mean, what about other religions, Lahavdil? Don't they also have a concept like we have? Lahavdil, a holy day, a holiday means a holy day, the Goyim have a holy night, a birthday, is a concept of a day. So what is the Rav saying here that is so unusual? And how is he differentiating us from the philosophers, I understand. But how are we differentiated from Shaar Umos HaOlam? They also have holidays. Vayi Bayom HaShlishi Yom HaLedus Hasparo. So is this a special day? The day has a special meaning. Okay? That's my question.
Sounds like you're saying the day itself is golden. Not just you mark a certain day, now that day requires a producer, requires a Latin, requires something. The day itself is golden.
Well, what does that mean, the day itself is golden? Let's say, for instance, you mean the day was Gorin that the Churban took place?
Something about that day.
Is he saying that the day caused the Churban, not us? Then that would imply that we don't have free will.
No, he's saying that it caused whatever we did, or about the Churban, but when the day is chosen before the Churban, there's something about that's above that.
I don't know, it's not too clear. Yeah, I would suggest that what we should work on and what he mentioned mostly, for the most part, is the idea of a Kedusha Sayyam. Because that's really substantial. That's halachically substantial. So let's take Kedusha Sayyam and work with that concept. What is a Kedusha Sayyam? Okay. Once we have the idea of Kedusha Sayyam, then I think we can expand to a Tisha B'Av, which is a Kviyas Hayom. But first I think we have to understand what Kedushas Hayom and how Kedushas Hayom differs, Lahavdil, from Goyish ideas of religions. And in all religions, even primitive religions, have special days, festivals. They have their days when totem days where they have certain activities, they're gods and all kinds of crazy things. So we have to understand how our concept differs from theirs. Okay? Yeah. All right, anybody want to... Yes?
The typical idea of those days is a day that's designated for those certain activities. But they set aside that day, and they say on that day, they do those activities.
Yeah, but the day,
they don't have our halakhic, the whole halakhic system that we have really is totally different than theirs, because we actually have, our halakhic system is a parallel reality. In other words, it's a whole construct, so that our day demands, or that reality demands that we do certain things. As opposed to it's just a day we have on the mark on the calendar, and now we have to do these things.
Yeah, but they also believe that their day causes them to do things. They also believe it. Look at what the Arabs have, or the Christians Lent, and Ash Friday, and Sarah Meredith, right? It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Yeah. Friday's not. It's Friday something else. Friday would be
Good Friday.
Good Friday, okay. It's always Friday. At any rate, the thing is, yeah, I understand. So.
So the day was now designated that it should be reminded of people that's a shkach. So only if the constant negative activities happen on the same day, to brief
them. The day was designated from the time of the Meraglim?
Because of their sin, so now
it should be. So they didn't have any free will in the time of the Mikdash?
Of course not.
So they happened to be designated.
The day is designated for
Peronius,
not for
so,
them to
do it. Which Peronius? I mean, if man has free will, so then there's no Peronius. I mean, God doesn't designate days for Peronius, that people are going to be punished on certain days. We have such a concept in the Torah, that days are designated for punishment. I never heard of such.
Due to the Chataim, not because they weren't without
sin. So it's the Chataim. So the Chataim created the day.
So
it's the practice of the Chatoim, the act of the Chatoim. So that's Lahavdil, but it's similar to the idea of the of a holiday or a Seder day that the guy had. What's the Seder day? Lent is a Seder day. Or the Ramadan. Yeah. I think there's two ways that our day is different than the Gaisha day. In two significant ways. First of all, our day is tied to a true idea, an idea in nature, a natural idea. Okay? That, for instance, the Yom HaShabbos, that's the Kedusha Sayyom par excellence, the highest Kedusha. What is that day tied to? Bria Shemayim Varetz. The emergence of the universe. So it's tied to a reality. The Goyim's days, La'avdil, are tied to pure fantasy and imagination. It's like a birthday. A birthday is tied to a fantasy and imagination that somehow the individual arrived at some time that had some celestial importance. So that's a nonsensical idea. Similarly, all the holidays of the primitives, and the primitives includes the Goyim, Bisman HaZekos, they haven't moved, Christianity hasn't really moved very far away from primitivism, and you see the Islam, which at one time was sophisticated, has retrogressed back to primitivism. So the thing is, their ideas are based on just emotional outbursts. It's attractive to the emotion. That's number one. But there's another aspect too, which is tied to this aspect, and that is that the Kedushas Hayom. Is a day that has a structure. What kind of a structure? A halachic structure. And a halachic structure is a scientific structure, which is structured with laws and fixed by immutable laws. So the concept of our day is not simply tied to an emotion, like the Goyim have a December 25th. That's tied to an emotion of whatever the emotion is, friendship, presence, whatever, imaginative ideas. But Niyadus, the Yom Tov is so different, that's why people can't understand what kind of the Yom Tov is. Because it's structured around concepts that are based in reality and that are given a form and a structure and law. In lo brisi yom v'layla chukos shemayim baris lo shant lo santi. So the law, the universe has laws, and we have laws. We have laws, chukim u'mishpatim, we have laws. We don't have just a day that appeals sentimental. We don't have a day like that.
It's not just Yom Zikaron.
Yom Zikaron is means that the day that Klal Yisrael is real before God, exists as a reality.
No, I mean in contrast to the modern Jewish notion that they created a day for absolute mentality of loss. Surely a sentimental day, Yom Zikaron.
Right. In contrast to that. Right. We don't have such a thing. So the Kedusha Sayyom, that's what a Kedusha Sayyom is. It revolves around a reality in the universe, a reality in nature, and it is structured accordingly, just like nature is structured with laws, the Yom is structured with laws. Tisha B'Av is structured with laws. Now, whether the Yeshiva Loretz is a halacha in Amiras Kinos, or whether the Yeshiva Loretz is a halacha in the Gavra, it's subject to law. But the law revolves around the reality. Today's reality is Churban HaBayis, is the Bayis. Today's reality is the Bayis. What's the reality of the Bayis? The reality of the Bayis is, like the Medrash says, the Bayis is really like an Olam Kut. It's like a small world. And for man, it is a reality of existence. A reality of his existence. Structured with very, very fine structured laws. So it's a completely different system. As a matter of fact, as some of you know, that Steven Weinberg, he wrote that before Newton there was never an idea of law. And I had to correct him on that because I showed him nothing had the idea of law. And he wrote me back that he agrees. He said his translation was a bad one. But what's the concept of law? The concept of law, why did he say until Newton is the locus? Law means not that you understand a thing, not that you understand the thing necessarily intrinsically, but it is, we observe a certain form and a certain symmetry and a certain underlying force, underlying delineation. So that we have in Chukos Shemayim V'aretz. That's why the scientists today are mystified by the fact that a certain number of constants are very fine-tuned. It means it's a law. The law could have been fine-tuned differently, but it was fine-tuned this way. So that's a law. That's the concept of a law. The concept of a law in Yahadus is the same thing. That the law is fine-tuned in a very specific form. In a very specific way, to serve man. There are many scientists that believe that the constants are fine-tuned the way they are, because if they weren't, man could never come into existence on this planet. And our concept of law in Yom Tovim, and everything we celebrate in time, is based upon the same idea that the nature of man cannot be satisfied unless he lives and participates and partakes of the law. The law is the nature of man. It's based on a reality, and it's fine-tuned in order to create a construct that man can partake of and participate in and live in accordance with his nature. What does the pasuk say? Chisiz b'chu zevach todo l'Hashem l'ritzon chem tizbuchu. Ratzon chem. Not ratzon, ni ratzon chem. Ratzon chem. Okay. I just wanted to mention that at the outset because I wanted to clarify what the Rav was saying a little bit clearer. Okay. I think it's a significant point, and I think the fellow in the magazine Jewish Action started with that point. I think he was right. It's a basic, significant point.
Right.
Yes.
What about the part where he refers to Eel cursing the day of his birth? That has
that I could answer if you'll accept it only going shot in the yid. Okay? There's big machlokes in that Eiv. Was Eiv, did Eiv exist? Did Eiv not exist? Eiv or Eiv or Nivra? Or on the contrary, Eiv is a true story? Or is it a true story or Eiv or Nivra and it's a mushroom? So the Gra said that Eiv lo hayav lo nivra, not ela mashal hayav, ela lim mashal hayav. That it's true that God wouldn't create him. So the Gra says that God wouldn't create an Eiv because it wouldn't be fair. He suffered too much. So he says Lim Mashalaya means that he was a separate creation. He was a separate kind of a creation. If that's the case, then I can understand what Eiv is doing there. Otherwise, I don't understand. Because that would seem to be a birthday. And a birthday doesn't seem to partake of this idea. So I would just either let that point go or else say that he's going to shoot the Sagra.
He wasn't celebrating his birthday.
He
wasn't celebrating it, he was cursing it.
Cursing it, but
there was a reality to him that he came into existence, if he existed, he came into existence at that. So the source of all the sorrows of existence.
Yeah, but that's just an emotional tie. That he's cursing the day he was born because that was a bad day for him. Not a structured day.
The fact that he came into existence is a something real in some sense.
Yeah, but the day has nothing to do with the day. I mean, the day isn't endowed with anything special. The day he was born wasn't endowed with any special law. That's why I say if you learn like the Vilna Gaon, then it wasn't endowed with a special law. The dog is just an ordinary day where this unfortunate being came into existence.
Ray, when you give that answer, you're assuming that Eiv knew that he was a special creation.
That Eiv was a totally different creation.
You're assuming that he knew that.
I'm assuming that he knew that.
Which is kind of, I don't know if that's what the story.
That's what the story is. Okay, I mean, we could talk about it, but or maybe he didn't know it was a special creation, but he was built in a different way. I mean, there are a lot of possibilities here, which I don't think I could come to arrive at any solution. Okay. But that's the gross part. Okay, let me start off with a basic point on Echa. The first Rashi on Echa.
Okay.
Yes?
I just want to ask you, so that with the introduction that you gave, so how do you explain, I mean, so how does that now fit into the Kina, where it says, the day on which I was twice destroyed.
Yeah, because the day, in other words, the day is a substance. Because the day has a structure. It's structured after the reality of the Churban. The Churban is a reality to man. It's like an olam katan. And on that day, there are laws and a structure benageah to the nature of man. So it's a law, it's a day that has a law to it. It's a day that has a law. That's what it means when a lot of things happen on that day. It means because the day has a structure because of the Migdash. And it's structured according to law and it has a unique form. So the day itself has a value. So that's why the Python can express himself in that manner. Otherwise he can't express himself about the day that way.
Why can you curse him?
What?
Why are you cursing the dead?
That's a different question.
Right.
Yeah. Let's take one question at a time. The reason why he curses the day is the same reason that we'll get to. I hold the question. We'll get to. Why he curses? But that's different. That's a different point. I just want to clarify the idea of day. I'm happy if I can clarify one point at a time.
There's a law.
Okay.
When you say that the day has law, do you mean the Hilchos Avelos HaMikdash?
the law.
Yeah, when you're saying
Hilchas Avelos.
The Hilchas, the Hilchas. Once we had the initial korban, and then you have Hilchas Avelos and Mikdash, so now you can see the day as a special day. And then any time further subsequent tragedies occur is reminiscent of the fact that you have Hilchas Avelos on the site?
No. No. I'm not saying that. I'm just explaining what a Kedusha Sayom is, and how it's the same thing as a natural law. There's a pasuk. The pasuk says, what was I saying? Not a pasuk. Amavdu ben kodesh l'chol, that's kodesh is the day has a substance, and chol is a different type of a day. Ben or l'choshech. Ben or l'choshech is light and darkness, that's nature, the laws of nature. So you see that the laws of nature are grouped together with the kodesh l'chol, because the whole, our whole system follows the laws of nature, in structure, in ideas, in reality. That's our system. And that's our concept of a day. Okay? That's what's unique about Yahavis. Goyim also have days, but the days are only important because they bring up emotional sentiment. That's not the day of the Jew. Not the day of the Torah. The day of the Torah is different.
And prior to the initial korban, this day didn't have any halachic significance.
No,
right?
But the Mishkan, but the Mikdash had a significance.
But on that, not on Tashba'av,
no, on the Mikdash had significance as a reality before God.
Okay.
So. Now when that is destroyed, that brings us, that reality is destroyed. It's just like Bria Shemayim V'aretz is a reality before God, and that's why the Hilchos Shabbos have Tofes to Yom Hashvi. So here too, the Mikdash is a reality before God, and therefore its destruction, which is the opposite of its creation, has a significance.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Also, you're saying like a day is significant for two reasons, right? Because one is that it corresponds to a time period, and the other is that it has laws, right? But how's that? Like, it's like two answers.
No, I'm saying the one that is. What's the first one you mentioned?
One is that it corresponds, like Shabbos corresponds to Bria's
and
the other thing is that then there's a system of laws within it.
Because Shabbos is the law. Shabbos is a reality. Reality demands laws. Just like the reality of the universe. It demands laws. Demands a fine tuning of laws. Certain concepts. So it follows the exact same system. But what I'm differentiating is between our system, which is the same as God's scientific system, as opposed to man's imaginary system, which is nothing more than an association of emotions. Okay. Yes. The Meraglim was on the
artificial. Yes. I'm sitting with the Rambam's phrase Yom Hamucham LePuranos.
Excuse me.
How does this idea fit in with the Rambam's phrase, which we mentioned Tisha B'Av, Yom Hamucham LePuranos?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Why is this day subject to Puranas? So there you could say that God made it subject to Puranios in order that man should have a time designated where he has that sense, which would again be in line with the natural law of human nature. That the Ashgacha set aside, it wasn't coincidental that the two. It wasn't coincidental that the two Mikdashos were destroyed on that day, or about on that day, and that the Churban Beit HaMikdash. Maybe only was the old building. Okay. All right, try to control those mutes. That's a different meaning. Actually, the mutes you don't have to control.
If we mute the button, your mute button, everybody, we really, really want to get this here. Okay, everybody except for Rebbe's button should not be, you should be on mute, all right? Thank you very much.
Okay, so, can we finish this topic? Amuchon Pranitz, right, sorry. Yes, so it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's man is subject to time. So that's why we say, for instance, that, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu done on Rosh Hashanah? Not because Rosh Hashanah is a special time before God. God is outside the realm of time. But it's a time for us to be involved in certain ideas, in certain concepts, in certain halachic structures. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done us on that time, because that time affects us. So the reason why it's a Yom HaMuchon L'Peronius is for the same reason. That the fact that a Peronius occurs on a certain day, more than one time, and not coincidentally, has a special effect on the human being in terms of how he feels it in his relationship to God. In Peronius, in his relationship to the idea of Peronius, and his relationship to God. You see? So that's why not every tragedy happened on Tisha B'Av, but many. Many. More than the coincidence would allow. But, the concept is that that time is a time where the person is gripped with the concept of Onesh and the concept of Richuk Me'akadosh Baruch Hu and the concept of Tshuva. Okay?
It seems that the reality was that before the Mikdash was back to Rabbah.
Hello?
I mean, the Midrash in the sense that that was the cause of the problem. It was obvious.
With the Meraglim?
Seems like the reality is before the Mikdash.
From a man's perspective, before the laws, before it reflects the reality of a lost of Mikdash, which is like a law concept. Yeah, the psychological construct of that day being a bad day. It's going back to the Meraglim.
No, but that's different over there. Over there, the Gemara says a reason, because there was no Tisha B'Av at the time of the Meraglim. The day wasn't singled out, but there's a limud from that day that the fact that it coincides with that day is because Atem Bechisem Bechia Shalchinam Ani Akvianu Bechia Ladaros.
There was nothing before
Tisha.
No. Just looking back now that we have Tisha B'Av, we could look back on the Meraglim.
And we could make a limud from the Meraglim.
Make a limud, but there was nothing before that.
That's right, that's correct.
The reality starts from the day.
That's right.
That's the question. Would it be, or would, if you didn't have the reality of the Mikdash, would a psychological day be enough? If not, you'd have that. You could maybe get with that explanation.
We don't have such a day. We don't have. What do you mean if it wouldn't be? If it wouldn't be, it means it wouldn't be in the Torah.
I'm saying Yom HaMuchon L'Peronius.
That's an additional.
Could you have that without the legal day?
No.
Okay.
Because there's no Yom.
Right. That would be, because Yom HaMuchon concept is universal. Other people. The Shahr almost have such a concept. They would explain it. The rationalists in their system would explain it that way, that it may not be real, but man has now made it a day, and they would explain it that way.
But that's not what we're saying.
Right, that the secondary.
Right. That's secondary. That's right. That's a secondary idea. That the Yom HaMuchon L'Peronius is a second idea based on the idea of the Yom. But that's a second point. In other words, that's just like the point. Similar to the point of the Meraglim. It's a limit. It's different. It doesn't mean there's only one thing. There's nothing else in the world. Okay? So what I'd like to start with is a little bit of an introduction to Eicha. Okay? It's very interesting. Where Eicha comes from. Where does Eicha come from? So if you have Chumashim, you can take a look at the Rashi. First Rashi. Yirmiyahu kasav Sefer Kinos. Yirmiyahu wrote a Sefer Kinos. A book, Sefer Kinos. Hi ha-Megillah, that is the Megillah, Shesorach Yo Yochem Al Ha'och. The Ha'och was the, I don't know if the Hay is a prefix or if it's a part of it. I think it's a prefix. But what it means is that it was like a little stove. So the Malachim had little stoves to keep them warm when in the cold. It's comfortable. So what happened was that the Megillah was read before Yoyakim, and by Baruch Benerio, and when he heard it, he tore it up and he burnt it. He tore it up and he burnt it. Okay, because he didn't like what he was hearing. So why didn't he like what he was hearing? Because there's a constant in Yirmiyahu, there is a constant repetition of a theme that in those days they had the Nevi'ei Sheker. And the Nevi'ei Sheker would encourage the Jews not to give up. God is with us and we are going to succeed. He's not going to abandon us. After Nebuchadnezzar took the three times, Yoyachin, Yoyachim, and Zikiyah. So after Yoyachin, Nebuchadnezzar took some of the clay of Middash, so the Nevi'ei Sheker said, in 2 years, these Kalim are going to be returned to us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return to his Middash, and he's never going to leave us. And we have to simply show courage to fight and not give in. That's what the Nevi'ei Sheker said. Yirmiyahu, on the other hand, said no. He said, you're making a mistake. Your Nevi'im are telling you lies, and the Middash is not going to be saved. And if you want to save yourself, and you don't want the city to be burnt to the ground, and you don't want to suffer and have people suffering, then you'll go willingly to under the ruling of Nebuchadnezzar, and you'll go for 70 years, you'll be exiled, and you'll have peace where you live, and you should pray for them, for the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar, and you'll live well there, and then I'm going to take you back after 70 years. But the 70 years has to be. The 70 years has to be. It's interesting. And this is expressed a few times in Yirmiyahu. But to my mind, the greatest expression of it is in Chavav. Yirmiyahu Chavav. I mean, it's written many times. In Chavav, the Navi says, Yirmiyahu Chavav. I'm sorry, Chav Zayin. Yirmiyahu Chav Zayin. So the pasuk says, "Shereishis Mamleches Yoyakim Ben Yoshiyahu Melech Yehuda, Hoya Hadavar Azer Yirmiyahu Beis Hashem Li." Okay, I'm going to skip a little bit. He says, "It's a piece." What pasuk? It's pasuk Gav. Vitziviso sono Adonai Emlema. Ko ama Hashem tzvakos alakei Yisrael. Ko somro Adonecha. This is what you should say to your master. Anochi asisi esaretz. I, God, created the land. Es adon besabema ashapenei aretz. Bechochi hagado uvizreo yanetuya. Unisatiho lashe yashar beinad. I gave it to whoever I willed it to me. Viato anochi nasati es kol harotzos ha'ele biyad Nebuchadnezzar melech bovel avdi. Avdi doesn't mean my loyal servant. Rashi is quick to set that one straight. Avdi sheyaser etzoni lefro meisonai. He's my appointed heir. V'gam eschayas hasod nasati lo la'avdo. I even made a strange deviation from the law of nature that he was able to ride a wild lion. Va'avdu oso kol agoyim. V'yas b'no, v'yas ben b'no, ad-bo eis arzo gamru, v'ov-dvo goyim rabam lochim g'dol. For hoya, ad-goy v'amam locha, asher lo yavdu oso, as-nevuchad-netzer melech bavel, v'yas asher lo yitin es-savoro ba'ol melech bavel, b'cherev u'v'ro v'v'dever, efkor ala goyahu. Nu mar Hashem, atum yosom b'yada. Okay. V'yatem al tishmu on the v'yechem, el kosmechem v'al chalamasechem, v'al onenechem, v'es kishvechem, ashehem omrim alechem lema lo savdu es melech bavel, ki sheker heim nivim lachem, l'man hachik eschem me'al ad maschem, yidachti eschem v'avadetem. V'agoy asher yovi es savoro bo'o melech bavel v'avodo v'inachtev al ad maschem numar Hashem v'avodo v'yoshavo. Okay. So we'll live very well in the Jews in exile and the other nations in their own lands will live very well as long as they subordinate themselves to Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, because I've given it to him, it's my decree. And the pasuk continues. Ve'elzikiyo Melech Yehuda dibarti kechol advar me'el lema. Aviyu es savarechem ba'ol melech bavo v'idu aso v'amo v'chiyu, and you live lama sanusu ato v'yamach b'cherem b'ro v'adever kashe dibar Hashem al-adoya shelo yavod es melech bavo v'yal tishmu al divre nevim amo lechem nemo lo sav zos melech bavo ki sheker heim nivim lachem ki lo shilachtem num Hashem v'heim nivim b'shmi l'ashokem l'man adichi eschem v'avaratem. Atem v'anevim anibim lochem. Al tishmu alayem, I'm skipping the pasuk. Ivdu es melech bavel v'chiyu, and you live, lama siyeh ha'ir hazos charba. Why should this city, Yerushalayim, be a charba? Why? There's no reason for it. Okay? And that's repeated many times. But the Nevi'ei Sheker try to convince the Jews and encourage them to fight, that God is with them, and they need courage and they should fight, and then they'll win back the Mikdash. Okay? Yeah, it's an interesting thing. So, what happened was that Yirmiyahu, in order to convince them that they're wrong, and that the Nevi'im on Nevi'ei Sheker, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the following. He told him to write a Megillah. Lamedvav. Right? Lamed Vav, Ayi Bashan Arvius Lo Yochin. Remember, it's Yochin, Yochin, and Tzipkiah. We Yochin Ben Yoshio Melech Yehuda. Hoya Hadavar Zel Yom Yom Eshim Lema. Kachlach on the Megillah Sefer. Take a Megillah Sefer. The Chosafto Eileo Eskol Advar Moshe Dibarti Elecha Al Yisrael Val Yehuda. Al Kol Agoyim Miyom Dibarti Elecha Mimei Yoshio Var Yom Azeh. Ulai Yishmu Beis Yehuda is Kol Aro Asher Anech Choshev Lasas Na Laman Yeshuvu Ish Midak Aro Isolachti Labonam Olachatasa. Amazing. Vayikro Yirmiyahu as Baruch Ben Neriya Vayichto Baruch Mipi Yirmiyahu is Kol Divrei Hashem Asher Dibrei Lo V'Megillah Sefer. By Yitzava Yirmiyahu's Baruch Lemar, Ani Otsu Lo Ochal Lovo Beis Hashem. Uvosa Ato, you go. Ukaroso Bamegilo Asher Kosafto Mipi Es Divrei Hashem Boznei Ha'om Beis Hashem Biyom Tzom. Vagam Biyoznei Chol Yehuda Haboyim Me'areyem Tekrayim. Read the Megillah today. Okay, read the Megillah. Okay. Ulai tipol tchinasam lefnei ad Hashem v'yashuv v'yishmidar barok gud l'ach v'achema shadibar Hashem alom hazeh. Vayas Boruch ben Eli Yokachol Hashem Tzivo Yimiyo Navi Likro Basefer Divrei Hashem Beis Hashem. Let me just say this a second. There's a few points, Okay. I'm skipping down to Paskidal. Vayishluchu kol asarim el Baruch es Yehudi ben Nesanyo ben Shalom Yo ben Kushi Lema ha-Megillah asher karasa bo ba'ozne ya'om kachena b'yad chavolech. Bring the Megillah. Take the Megillah. Bring it. Vayikach Baruch ben Arias ha-Megillah b'yadah v'yavo aleh. Vayom v'elav. Shev no krena ba'ozneyam. Vayikra Baruch ba'ozneyam. We read the Megillah. Vayhi b'shama meskol advarim pochadu ish el re'eil. Vayom ro baruch. Hagid nagid la'melech eskol advarim ha'ilah. El baruch shol ulemo hagid nalonu. Eich kosafto eskol advarim ha'ilah mipid. This is an interesting pasuk. That baruch, they ask baruch ben Neriya, hagid nalonu, tell us, eich kosafto eskol advarim ha'ilah mipid. How did you write this down? Vayom ro lam baruch, that he would read these things by mouth, say these things by mouth. What is Vanikosev al Hasefer Ubijo bring to mind to people who have learned Megillah? That what? Kedushas Megillah. Sefer and Yo. Kedushas Megillah. Vayomru Asorim El Baruch Lech Yisraser Atav Yomiyo Vishal Yedo Eifat. You better go high. Vayavo Al HaMelech Chatzera Nesa Megillah Efkidu Belushka Asal Hashem HaSofa Vayigidu Bozai Melech Eskol Advar Vayishlach HaMelech Es Yehudi Lakach Asal Megillah Vigachar Melushka Asal Hashem HaSofa Vayikureha Yehudi Bozai Melech Bozai Kol Asorim Omdim Me'amel. So they read the Megillah. VaMelech Yoshev Beis Achorah. It was called the Esa'och Lefan of Mavar. So, like I mentioned before, they had these little, like stove like we have, like pop over stove, those type of stoves, that would warm the Mabach. Vayehi kikro Yehudi Sholosh Losos Vahabo, Yikro'el Besara Sofer. When he read 3 and 4, he cut it off with a razor of the Sofer. And Vahashlech Eloheish Asher Aloch. And he threw it into the fire that was on the star, that was in the star. Atom kolam megillah ala eisha sherloch. Until finally he cut up the whole megillah, and the entire megillah was cut in pieces and thrown into the fire and destroyed. Velo pochadu, and they weren't frightened. Velo koru aspigdeyan, and they didn't rent their garments. Hamelach v'chol avodah v'ashom eskov v'amer. They didn't rent their garments when the Megillah was burnt. Okay? Yeah. Interesting. So what was this Megillah? What was this Megillah? So this is what Rashi says, that this Megillah was really the Megillas Eicha, the first Eicha, the second Eicha Yoiv, and then the third, and then skip 3 and 4. Because 4 is really, the fourth Eicha is really what? It's the Kina Vayikona Yirmiyo Yoshio. So those 3 he wrote. And that's what he read. Okay? Yeah. Just a second. I want to see. That's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi. Where's Rashi? I'm trying to go to Rashi. That's in the Tanakh also. Oh yeah, Rashi. Lamed Beis. He says, because the Pasuk says that at Vayo Yochemel Shemida Tomar, Tomar Hashem, Ata Sarachta Asa Megilo Hazos, Lemor Maduka Safto Lel, Lemor Boya Vomelach Bobo Vishkis Asar Zos Vishkis Mena Adam Moreno. וכן כמה השם על יויוקם על חידו לא יהיה לו יושב על כיסא דוד ונדלוס אותי המושלח אסלחר ביום ולחורף אני צריך לחורף ביום ולקרח בלילה אוקיי ופוקעתי אליו על זרו ועל עבודה בסבונם ובייס אליהם ועל יושב ירושלים ועל איש יהודו אז כל הראש שדיברתי עליהם ולא שמיד וירמיה לוקח מגילה אחרס ויתנה על ברך בן יריהו לסופר ויכתוב הלל מפי ירמיהו איס כל דבר הספר אשר שרף יו יוקם so he rewrote the מגילה מלך יהודה בייש ועוד נוסף עליהם דברים רבים כהמו and then he added things so Rashi says like this בתחילה היו שלוש אלפים בייסים in the beginning it was three times אלף בייס because איך יושב was אלף בייס And Echo Yoiv is Aleph Beis, and Echo Yuam, Dalet is Aleph Beis. That was the original. The Hosef Alel, Ani Agever, then he added Ani Agever, which is in triplicate. Shekol Os, Mishuleshes Bo. Then he added the Ani Agever, which is the Os of Aleph Beis. What's the significance of Aleph Beis is really, the Rav mentions it, I think we mentioned it a long time ago as well, that the Aleph Beis means that man doesn't have the ability to express himself fully. He doesn't have the ability to express himself in creating the ideas in the Sefer. So he says Aleph Beis, meaning all that I write and all that should be written that I can't write, so I'm signifying what I can't write with the Aleph Beis. The letters of the alphabets. So the Ani Agever wrote in triplicate alphabets.
Each thing in Echa.
In triplicate. Because it's a separate parashah. So the parashah Rashi is pointing out that they were written in triplicate. So originally he wrote Aleph, Beis, and Dalet in the Hatchet. When he got to write Ani Agever, so he wanted a triplicate, so he made the Ani Agever triplicate. Okay? Alright. That's a Rashi. But I have one question. What was Yirmiyahu sending through Baruch Ben Neriyahu to the Melech Yisrael, to Yoyakim? He wanted to convince him not to fight Nebuchadnezzar, but to give in. Okay? So why does he send him what Echa? Why does he send him Echa? And the three Echas? And then later, that's one question. Why does he send the Echas? And why didn't he send them at first the third one? The triplicate Ani Agever. Right? Moreover, there's another question. Question is, the Ani Agever should have been last if he had it. Correct? If he had it, Vod Nosef Alein Dvarim Rabin Kahimov, so he should have had it last. Last, not stick it in the middle. What's it doing being stuck in the middle? Okay? That's another question. That was the second time. The first time he didn't do that. First time Ani Agever wasn't there. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. First time wasn't it?
Why do you think that a Zephyr would be more effective than actually telling directly that if you don't give in, you're going
to... He did tell him directly.
I know, so why is a Zephyr not...
And why is it exactly? Same question. Why is the Sefer more effective? And why doesn't he write in the Sefer, give him Musar in the Sefer, not write a Sefer for after the Chorban? Why is he writing the Sefer for after the Chorban? Okay. It's an interesting thing. I'll ask you another question. Yes?
What? When was the fifth pairing added also?
Good question. I don't know. I haven't seen anybody really say
that. Doesn't speak about it.
Maybe a meal wrote later. I don't know. But it doesn't speak about it. I haven't seen anybody speak about it. But if you do, let me know. I just haven't seen it. But getting back to where we were, so there's a very interesting thing, an interesting question that you should ask. Because Chazal darshan this. You see, for instance, the halacha, the Gemara says on the pasuk, "V'lo focha de'v'lo koros b'dayim ha'melach v'chol avada v'shomim miskol advar me'ela." So Chazal say in Mo'i Katan v'chavod, Chazal say that the Radak brings it down, that v'razal darshu v'lo koro b'dayim, they didn't rend their garments. So mechlal the boy kriya. Mechlal the boy kriya. The sum chwals ever amru. A roa sefer Torah. Shenikra bizroa. Somebody sees a sefer Torah that's viciously torn. Chayev lekro. He's chayev to do kriya. Okay. And then there's another lima that they have. Because it says, you burnt the Megillah. So the Radak says, I'm sorry, wrong person. What's Chav Zayin? Vayidva Hashem al Yirmiyo. Acharei Sirof HaMelech Es HaMegillah Ves HaDvar. That the Melech burnt up the Megillah and the Dvar. What is the Megillah? If you burn the Megillah, the Dvarim are burnt. What's the Megillah and the Dvarim? So Chazal derived from this, that Rav Hosein Zal Roh Mizeh Sheharoa Sefer Torah Shenishlav Chayev Lekroa Shtei Kriyos Achas Al Hagvil, one on the parchment, the Achas Al Aksav Shenema Es HaMegillah Ves HaDvarim HaMegillah Zegvil Advarim, Zetzaf. So Chazal learned that from me, that a person that sees a Sefer Torah from Nisraf has to do two kriyas. One on the parchment, the background that holds the Tzav, and one on the osios, the ideas of the osios themselves. The osios that were destroyed. So Chazal learned from here. But there's one question you should ask me at this point. Because that's halacha. We derive that halacha. But there's one interesting question.
It's not a Sefer Torah.
Well, the halacha is not only a Sefer Torah, but even a Sefer Min HaNaviim and Min HaKtuvim. So that answers that question. I also wonder about that. But it's even a Sefer, even a Megillah, even a Sefer Min HaNaviim and Min HaKtuvim. Yeah, but another question.
But he risked it happening by Sefer.
What do you mean? He risked it? I mean, there's always a risk. You take out the Sefer Eichel, somebody can come over and tear it to pieces. Do I know?
What's the value of the cloth without the words?
What?
What's the value of the cloth without the
words? Apparently the cloth has a kedusha. Kedusha's cloth. It serves as the background of the... without the cloth, there's no ice. So the cloth forms the os. So the cloth forms the words. But there's a separate kedusha of the words in abstract, apart from the substance of the words, that is created through the cloth and through the gel. Separate kedusha of the osios themselves. Osios parchas bader. Okay? Separate kedusha. But there's one question that poses itself here. One question. Anybody? Yes.
Should they have sort of Kriya when they heard that nothing happened?
That's right. Exactly. Where the Sefer really didn't have any Kedusha. Because nothing happened. It was Sheker. It wasn't true. Eichel Yashvavod, it never happened. So how could it have Kedusha? Eichel Yashvavod, Erer Basir, Weissach Almona. But it wasn't true. Can Sheker be endowed with Kedusha? A lie, something that's not true? Not in Dvar Hashem, yeah, but that's BMS. Okay, Dvar Hashem, Tola Kim Emes. That's why the Anshiknesek Dola, I mean, not the Anshiknesek. That's why they stopped saying Agibor Vanora. I, the Gemara says, how could you not say it? Moshe Rabbeinu said it. And he said it in Pia Gura. Kela Gudla Gibor Vanora is in the Torah. So the answer is no. Oh, hey, Emes. If it's not MS, you can't say it. I don't get much of MS. It's not MS. Until the Anshe Knesset Gola came and showed that it is MS. Once they could understand that it's MS, then they could say it. So it's not MS. In fact, and here in fact it's not MS. So how could it be endowed with Kedusha? Correct?
The
Asir, no. It doesn't say Eicha. You have to put it in future terms. Eicha Yashavod, if you're reading it now, it's not true. It's not true. Or Basham Wazakamon, it's not Kamon. So they're tearing it up. Shouldn't have been an Avera at all.
So there's just a Rib Kriya in front of the king who just went to it.
What
are they supposed to do? Rip Kriya in front of the king who just rejected it?
The Gemara says they should rip Kriya because it was a Megillah.
You're saying, but in front of the king, that is now being Moreed in front of the king.
The king is being Moreed Bashan.
Well,
Bakum Sheyesh Kul Hashem in Chok and Kavar Barak.
This was a decree against them, though. They followed the same way?
That's correct. Yeah. Okay, but again, what do you mean it's a decree? What do you mean it's a decree? It means like this. Now you see that Yirmiyahu wanted to inform Yehoyakim that he's going in the wrong way and he has to give in to Nebuchadnezzar. Okay. And he warned him Bepeh, in Avur Bepeh. But he refused to listen. So what did he do? He warned him by writing, by presenting him with the eulogy of the Mikdash. He presented him with the eulogy of the Mikdash. Not working?
No, no, no.
He warned him by presenting him with a eulogy of the Mikdash. See, Eicha is the eulogy of the Mikdash. So he presented it. So this Sefer, which Yirmiyahu spoke out Bar Peh, and Baruch Ben Neriyahu wrote down, Vanikosev al Sefer Mikdyo, was... was waiting to be actualized. So insofar as it depended on what they would do. If they wouldn't listen, it would be actualized. Actually, when he didn't listen, that was the actualization of the Mikdash. Okay?
Hey, we can't hear anything that Rebbe is saying, so please, everyone... Once again, we want to hear the shiur. Please turn on your mute button. We can really hear the shiur. And
in other words, what he sent him was a kina on the Mikdash. And what he said, this is going to become a reality in the event that you don't listen to the Dvar Hashem. So it was... The Megillah was, so to speak, in limbo. The Kedusha was in limbo. If they don't listen, it'll have Kedusha. If they do listen, it won't. The fact is, they didn't listen, and it wasn't out of Kedusha. So that's why Vani Kosev Asefu, that's why Vani Kosev Asefu Vidyo made it into a Kedusha.
Had he listened, it would have been okay to rip it up.
Had he listened to it, it would never be in Dalit Kedusha. But why did he do that? And where did he learn that from? He learned it from a pasuk. The pasuk in Achronos. The pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe achrei mos shnei bnei Aaron korvasim lufnei Hashem vayamusa. So Rashi says, Matam ud lomar hoya Rabbi Elozer ben Azaya moshlo mashal lechola shenichnas etzel rofe amalo al tochal tzonan v'al tishkav b'techet. And he's in a cold place. Don't sleep in a cold place. Bo acher v'omalo. Al toch al tzona v'al tishka v'techev shelo tomus k'derev shemeis plonim. He tells him, he says, don't do that because you don't want to die like so-and-so died. Ze zir zo yosem min erishim. V'yom ha-shem ha-moshe daber al aram achicho v'al yobo b'chol eis al ha-kodesh shelo yomus k'derev shemeis u'bano. That's how Moshe Rabbein had it though. So it's an interesting thing. I mean, Aaron HaKohen needs such a warning when you're talking about Aaron HaKohen. But the pasuk is simply showing you a limud that when you mizareis a person, you should be mizareis him to the utmost, in the utmost fashion. So Yirmiyahu used the same approach. Now what did he do? He was mizareis him by presenting before him the obituary. So he used that technique and that method in order that it should be the highest form of zeros, because Yirmiyahu was fighting for the greatest and most important thing to save Klal Yisrael from the horrible korban and its tzaras and the tortures and the suffering and the dehumanization and everything that went with it. So he worked out the best method, most appropriate method of how to get the message across. Don't warn them anymore. You warn them enough. Show them the obituary. Then maybe you'll take it to heart. That's the echo. Okay. I just want to mention one thing. Why was it really that it was too late? They couldn't do tshuva. And the fact is that they had to go into Golos for 70 years. Why couldn't they do tshuva? Okay. And it's even more interesting. Just give me a second. I don't want to lose my thought. Yeah. Okay. So it's even more interesting when you read the story of Yoshio, because Yoshio was, and that's one of the keynotes, Vayikonen Yirmiyahu Yoshio, one of the most important keynotes, and that's Sefer Dalet, Sefer Megillah Dalet. But the Navi says like this. The Navi isn't, I'm reading, it's in two, the account is given in two places, it's given in Malachim and it's given in Divrei Yomim. I'm taking the one Divrei Yomim. Go back to Malachim too if you need it, but I think the one Divrei Yomim is more complete. And Malachim, it's in Malachim Beis. In Divrei Yomim, it's in Divrei Yomim Lamed Dalet. Beis Lamed Dalet. In Malachim, it's Beis. Okay, so in Melachim Beis, it's in Chof Beis. In Divrei Yamin Beis, it's in Lamed Aleph. So the Pasuk says like this, Ben Shmona Shonim Yoshio V'mocha. Yoshio was only 8 years old when he came into reign. U'shloshim v'achas shana malach b'Yerushalayim. And he ruled for 31 years, because he died, he was 39 when they killed him. V'yasa Yosher ben Yashem,
It's downstairs. It's the it's the amp.
Gotta get
no, it's not the mic. I just
went down.
Yeah.
Schiffer back. He doesn't fix it.
So,
but yes, he's good. Somebody went downstairs and turned it off.
Now, I guess I don't know. Maybe just. Is everything working? Is it on?
Hello?
Yes, hello, we're good. Everybody else has a mute button on.
Maybe we should turn off. Oh, so there's two systems here. There's this system and there's this system.
Yeah.
Can we do without this system? Can give one try? Is anyone here? Anyone here that knows how to do this stuff? Solomon knows.
If you hit star 6, it'll raise the volume. Do you want to try that?
Star 6? No. It's, the issue is not the phone. The issue is the system we have here, the PA system here. It's good now? It's good now?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
No.
Well, we have to have a relay system from up here to down there. Hello? First look at the Chazal, it sounds like it's saying something more. It doesn't fit in personal stuff. You really understand it. It seems you're brilliant at it.
Yeah.
I want to go to the end. Why the hat at 7 years?
Sometimes it can get so bad that...
I know you...
Forget it. When you say forget it, it works.
Yeah. Okay, it works now?
Yeah. Thank you.
tell you.
So it's a Divya Yomim Lamedal. And Shmona Shonim Yehoash B'mocho, Yosh Yo B'mocho, Ushloshim Vachas Shonim Malach Mishlam, and he was king at 8 years old. Who was his father? His father was Amon, and his grandfather was Menashe. Okay. Vayas HaYosha V'ini Ad Hashem. Vayelach bedarchei David Ovi v'losor yom v'nusmo. V'shmona shonim l'mocho. And when he reigned, when he was in the eighth year of his reign, that's the way I learned. I mean, I don't know whether, whatever. Guo denanar, pointed out that he was 16 years old. Heichel lidrosh l'lokei David Ovi. He began searching for the God of his father David. V'shtei mesrei shana. And in on the 12th year, Heichel Lataris Yehudim Yishlam and Abamos Vasherim Vapsim Vamasechos. Vayinatsu Lefonov Esmizbechos Abolim Vachamonim Asher Lamailam Eileim. The Chamonim, they put these figures of the sun, they put them up high, so it should emulate the sun. So those things, Didea, he cut them down. Vasherim Vapsim Vamasechos Shibar. He broke the psilim and the masechos. The heidach by Yisro Rabnei Akvar Mazokuman. He ground them down and filed them down into dust, and he threw it on the graves of the people that worshipped them. Okay. The atzmos kohanim sorafom is bechosan. The bones of the kohanim he burnt on them is bechos. By yitaher es Yehuda ves Yerushalayim. Okay. So. The Navi says about him that Lahoya Lefonov Kamohu, that was Obed Hashem, where is it? That I think is in. Where did I say it was in? No, it was in the Malachim was where? Of Melech Asher Shovel Hashem B'chol Avavo V'chol Nafshel V'chol Ma'odo. That's from Krishna. K'chol Toras Moshe V'achrav L'kom Kamal. So Yoshio was the greatest of tzaddikim. And what happened? So what happened was U'vishnas Shmona Esrei L'mocho Atayras Oretz V'abayis. So he sent Shofon to be machazik beis Hashem alakeinu, to be machazik to get money, to be machazik the bias, okay, the what do you call it, kedushas berega bias. And what it says is like this, that uvahotziyam es hakesef amuva beis Hashem, when they brought out the money from the beis Hashem, motzo chilkiyo hakoyin es sefer Torah Hashem biyad Moshe. So I found the Sefer Torah Hashem Yad Moshe. Rashi says it was only Dvar that I found. Vayitin chukiyo as a Sefer al Shofan. Vayove Shofan as a Sefer al Melech. Vayoshev as a Melech double M. A Kol Asher Nitam Biyad Vadecha Em Osim. So then it says, Vayi Kishmo al Melech is Divri HaTorah. So once he saw the Tochacha, so he saw that this is not so simple. Even though he got rid of the Avodah Zarah, but what's going to happen? Because the Averis were so many, and for such a long time, and the Tochacha was given already, what is going to happen? So who did he send? So Vayelech Hilkiyov Asher HaMelech Elchuldan Aviyah. So they went to Chuldan Aviyah to find out what the fate of Klal Yisrael is. So she said the following: this is what you should say to the person that sent to me. Kolamar Hashem, inini mevi ro'al amakom hazav alishem. Es kol ha'olah tachum asolosim. All the tachacha, Asher karo, lefnei melech Yudah. Tachas asher azavuni by yekachu lelohim acherim l'man achiseni b'chol masei dehem batita chamosi b'makom hazev lo sicha will not go out. Ve'o melech Yehuda, and to melech Yehuda, that's Yoshio, ashelech eschem lidrash b'ashem kol somarot kol amar Hashem l'kei Yisrael advar mashar shemota yan rach levovcha batikona lifnei olakim b'shamachas dvar v'al amakom hazev al Yoshov. Batikana lafonai, batikras begodecho, batayf lafonai, begamani shamati namasha. Hinri yosifko lavosecho, benesafto el kibrosecho besholo, velosir ene oinecho bechol arash ani nevi alamakamazer, bal yosho, ba yeshivas meldo. So he got a reprieve. But apparently the Navi says that why? Why was it too late for them to do tshuva? Because tachas asher zavuni vayaktu lelohim acher man achiseni. So what does that mean? Actually? You see, when Menashe was melech, so just a second. Menashe was Melech. Ben 12 shana Menashe v'mocha v'chamishim v'chamish shana Melech v'Yerushalayim. That's a pair of Ramadim in Divrei Yamim. But there was one thing that he did that was the greatest horror. Okay, by Yosha even as a bomos, by Yokom Mizbuchos Labolin, by Yasa Sheros, by Shaku Hotswashman, by Yabarasan. Uvonon Mizbuchos Pervase Hashem, Asher Omar Hashem Birushalayim, Yi Yeshmilo. He built his Bechos for Yavar Zorah in the Beis Hashem, where God said, Birushalayim Yeshmi Lalam. even Mizbechot Sechot Tzvah Shemayim B'Shtei Chatzros Beis HaRishon. You see. Vayosem Es Pesel Asona L'Asher Asa B'Veis HaLokim Asher Amar HaLokim El Dovid Od Shlomo Beno V'Vayis HaZeh U'B'Yerushalayim Asher Bacharti Mikol Shiftei Yisrael Osem Es Shmi La'olam. So he broke the bris and the whole Avtochas Hashem, that the Migdash will be the base Hashem Leolam. One thing that he did about Azara, that was bad. But the fact that he defiled the Migdash, it was Metame the Migdash with Avodah Zarah, because the Migdash was the base Hashem to reflect the Yichud Hashem Leolam, that was undoable. That was undoable. There's another pasuk in the Nach says it was Metame the base Hashem. So the Beis Hashem became associated with Avodah Zarah. Once that happened, they had to go on Golus for 70 years. There was no way to continue in the Avodas HaMikdash after such a treacherous occurrence took place. So that's why they got a reprieve, but the Klolus had to come because the Beis Hashem, where the Shem Hashem is Lo'olam, was defiled by the Avodah Zarah. That's why that had to go away for 7 years. That couldn't be undone. See, that couldn't be undone.
That is the 7 years fix,
huh? 7 years, because 7 years is a new life span. It dissociates the what happened before. They build a second bias, and it was a whole new thing. But they could never go on in that original bias once that happened. Okay, so now, we're back to the question from one question from before. What's the question from before? At the three Megillas, you see, why didn't he put in the Ani Agever originally? Why didn't he put in Ani Agever originally? Because it wasn't necessary. It wasn't necessary. And why did he put Ani Agever in the middle? The answer, I believe, is that the first two kinos, the first two megillas, the Eicha Yoshua Badar and Eicha Yoav Hashem B'Yapo, those two megillas are all the kashas, The Ani Agever has answers. That's why he didn't put the Ani Agever in to begin with, because he has no shankas to Yoyakim. Because Yoyakim, all he wanted to do was to show him the obituary of his deeds. So Ani Agever wasn't the Ani Agever's philosophy. Ani Agever's the philosophy of how you tie together the two elements of the kinos. You see. Now if you take a look at Echa, so Aleph and Beis go in proportion. And they both have Tzidik Adin. But in Aleph and Beis, they go in proportion. In Aleph, it's less the Charon Af Hashem. Okay. In Beis, it emphasizes the Charon Af Hashem. And also the opposite. That in Aleph, there's more Tzidik Adin. And Beis, there's less Tzidik Adin. See, where, it's an interesting thing, but where the Charon Af is greatest, there's less Tzidik Adin. Where the Charon Af is low, is less, then there's more Tzidik Adin. And we'll see why that has to be. That's a rule that you derive. You can derive from Aleph and Beis. You see? In Micha, and not Micha, in Echa, Aleph, so take a look. Eicha Yashua Vada Dirabasi Yamaisa Kaman. So it's a lot of the description of what went on. You see, Bachasifke Balaila, Kosa Yudimeoni, Darkesi and Avelos, Ayusar El Rosh Avel Shalu, Yashem Hogoro. Then Kiyashem Hogoro Pshael is Siddiq Adin. You see, Olaleho Hoshvilof Netzor is already bad, but it's more or less the situation. Vayesim in Basim kol adaro hayus harak hayolum amotza mirah. Vayilchu v'lochodich v'lochoch v'fnei rodev. Now it's time to tell you some of the tragedy. Okay. Then it says, Ra'u atzorim sachach omish batel. They left it. They left at our situation. The fact that there was no more Mikdash. Chet chata Yerushalayim akein l'nidah hayasa. Chet chata Yerushalayim akein l'nidah hayasa. So that's again to the Gadin. Tumasa b'shuleha l'zachar acharisa. Again to the Gadin. Okay. Then he goes. Now he goes into the tragedy. Kolamon eichum v'vachim lachem nasnu machmadeim b'ocholav l'ashav nafesh. Rei Hashem v'abito k'yisiz oleva. Okay. Then he goes on. Nisanani Hashem b'delu chakum silach olabir b'kibay Hashem korlam moi l'shbar b'churai. Gas darach ad Hashem l'fsulas pasul. It's getting more intense. The tragedy. Okay. Then Tzadiku Hashem Kifiyam Arisi, again Tzadikadim. Shimu noch kolamnen mu rachori, but besul osay vachurai hoku vashem. Karosi lema vayhema rimuni, kona as kenai bo ir gavoro. Hivikshu ocho lomo v'yeshiva es nashon. Rei Hashem kitzali me'aycho mamaro, my innards are withering. Nepach libi v'kirbi, that's more the description of the tragic situation. Okay. And then it ends with the it ends Shimukin and Nocho, Shamukin and Nocho Ani, Amenachim. Koloivai Ro Rossi Shamu Sasu, Kiatos. Evasu Yom Kurasu Yuchma. Then that's all. A lot of tzedakah. Then a little bit description, some of the bad parts, but touches on them lightly. But Beis is heavy. Eicha yoiv ba'apo at Hashem is basiyon. Hishluch mishamayim eretz to Feres Yisrael. Lo zocha adam arglo b'yamapo. The Midrash was forgotten. Bila Hashem. He swallowed it up. He destroyed it. Lo chomal. Had no rachmanis. Es kol no'os Yaakov. Horas be'vrosam mifsiri vasiyon. He gilorat chilo mamlocha v'sarel. Goda bochriyot, he cut off with an anger. Kol keri Yisrael, the entire glory of Israel. Heishiv ocho yimiyom mitzvar. He pulled his arm back from the enemy, so to speak. Vayivar b'yakov ke'esh l'olof ocho sab. Dorach kashto ko'oyev. He pulled the bow like an enemy. Mitzav yimiyom mitzvar. His right arm stood like the enemy. Vayaro kol mochamadei oyev. All the beautiful things. B'yol basiyon shepach keish chamasa. Hoy Hashem koye bila Yisrael bila kol am nasel. Shichis mitzara. Vayera v'vasiyon. And an increased taniyah v'aniyah, wailing and crying. Vayachmos kagan suko. He cut like a vegetable garden, he cut his mikdash. Shichis mo'ado. Shikach Hashem b'tzion mo'ad v'shabas. Then the enemy called Nosnu Beis Hashem Kamal Kiyamboi. The enemy gave a loud voice of happiness, like it was a celebration for them. Choshev Hashem Hashkes Chomas Vasiyon. Not a kavo. Heishiv Yodom Yivalei. Vayabal Chel V'chol Miyachto V'lo. Then he says, Yeshu Oretz Yidmu Zitne Vasiyon. Helu Ofer Arosh of Chag V'sakim. I'll read the Lord's Rosh on Basilas Mishmah. Kol v'admo seina chamam rumbeya nishpach Lord's kvedi. My liver poured out on the ground. Al sheva basan. They otef yol olo v'yom choloski. The young children are fainting in the streets. Hello? Okay, that's it. Okay, so what's your name? If I go like this, we'll help.
What happens if you try to use it?
Nothing up here.
Alright, you want to turn it down once for good?
What happens if you try speaking along with your lung? What if you try using your lungs?
Try using it?
Yeah.
You mean that'll that somehow stops it?
It's a connection.
Okay. Okay, kolu badmol seinai hamamarum beyan. Mishpach loretz kibedi al shever basami. They all take all of the yonek b'chovos kiyo. When the young children were fainting in the streets. Limosom yom royei dogon vayoyim. Bisafam kecholo b'chovos kiyo. When they fainted like almost dead in the city, streets of the city. Vishtapech nafshom alchiki mosom. They poured out their souls to their mothers. Moidech mo adam alo chavash. Mo asho lo chanach mechusol. Ki godol kayom shivrech mi yirpoloch. Okay, the closest he gets to Tzidek Adin is the next pasuk. Neviyai chozu lochshav v'sofer below gilu alavonech lohashiv shvusech, that the Neviim failed to tell you about your sins. So there is an implication that sin was involved. Okay, and then the next time is the only time you have it is. Is then he goes Kumironi Valai Lawler Rosh Shmuros Shikri Hamay Libech Noch Mayashem Seal of Kafayach Al Nefeshalai Khatufum Barov Rosh Kochusis Reyashem Vahabito Lemio Altako. To whom did you do this? Kiintochalna Nashem Piryam Ole Tipuchim in the Yehori Vimigna Shadashem Kaimanab. So that the people were so reduced to subhumans that the people that loved their children had the greatest love for their children, cooked them and ate them. So over here it says, but next thing says in Yehar Mikdash Hashem Kohen V'Navi. So Rashi says Ruach HaKodesh Meshiva. That's Ruach HaKodesh. So you see in Beis the only real Tzidek HaDin is not from the author, but it's from the Ruach HaKodesh. It's from the Ruach HaKodesh. It came close to Tzidek HaDin when it says the Nevi'im didn't reveal the sin. Now, that's not really an actual Tzidek HaDin. But the real Tzidek HaDin is in Tochal Nanoshim Piriam, that's what the Python says. In Tochal Nanoshim Piriam you say, in the Hari B'mikash Hashem Kohen V'Navi, that you don't talk about. So that's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Rabosenu Ruach Hakodesh Meshivosam Vechi Noel Lachem Sharakta Mesachaya Ben Yoyada Moshe Kosu V'Diber Yomim Sheochichaim." They made him into Avodah Zarah. They killed him in Azara and Yom Kippur. So you see that the Tzidek HaDin emerges only from the Ruach HaKodesh. It's an interesting thing. So what does this point to? The Navi gets into it slowly. But the Navi expresses himself fully. And the more he gets into it, the less Tzidek HaDin he can say. Because Tzidek HaDin, you have to mean Tzidek HaDin. So he can hardly say it in Beis. Why? Because the horror and the tragedy is so great that the human mind cannot bear it. Simply can't bear it. Like the Holocaust. The human mind can't bear the Holocaust. Can't tolerate it. It's intolerable, and that's why it leads people away from God. It leads people away from God. Eli Wiesel was a full-fledged Apicurus in the beginning. Now he came back. It's interesting. Now he came back. It's interesting. But the horror of the situation is so great, so overpowering, that the kasha on the Bari Olam is so powerful that it turns you away from him. Turns you away. somebody asked me, they said that why does the Navi get so upset about what happened in Yerushalayim and the Mikdash? Isn't it true that this is a little hest upon him? Like the Chinuch says, that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything bad. All he does is master panav. And if he's master panav, so then the results are natural. Because of our situation and our identification as the Am Hashem, who everybody hates. So when we are the Am Hashem, so there's a fear, because they see God is with us. But if they imagine that God is throwing us away, that'll unleash the greatest hatred and animosity in humankind. The hatred and animosity of which there is none like it. And that is what happens naturally the moment we lose God. That's what happens naturally. And when that happens, the appreciation of what has happened is so overbearing and so impossible for man to tolerate that it turns him away from God. And that's why the Tzidek HaDin becomes less. That's why the only one that's left of the Tzidek HaDin is the Ruach HaKodesh. But man lost it. Man has lost it. He's lost it. Okay. What?
Just answer the question.
Okay. So, what's the answer to the question? The answer to the question of Hestaponim is? Hestaponim, the question is?
What the Navi...
Oh. See, Hestaponim, it's true, the person asked me is Hestaponim, and it's natural, that's true. But Hestaponim is not an answer, as somebody rightfully said. Hestaponim is a situation, isn't it? It's an understanding of the ways of Hashem, of the Ashgachas Hashem, Hestaponim. But it's not an answer, because God is all-knowing, and He knows what's happening, and He's master panav. It means that He doesn't do it directly, but He still knows, so the kashas are still there. Hester panav doesn't answer the kashas. It's still His ratzon. His ratzon is that the enemy should be allowed to run free and destroy us in the most horrible, most vicious way, like in Beitar, like in the concentration camps. That is something which a person cannot bear. And when he thinks into that, the Tzidek HaDin goes and runs away from him. And he loses his faith and loses ability to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Navi brings out in the first time. The third one, Ani Ageder, is an attempt to answer. I don't fully understand it, but there are certain points that I was able to believe. Okay. You see, he starts off, Ani Ageva Rohani B'Shevet Avrasa. So he starts off with the tragedy. Osi Nod Vayola Choshech Lo'or Ach Bi Yashuv Yapoch Yodol Kol Hayom. This is all base. That's also in base. I'm just curious.
What's first,
that one? Yom Kiezek Vayashareya. Read this book already. Are you fine with it? Yeah, okay, I know. All right, let's look it up. But it was mentioned before. Okay. So he's repeating, Then he goes, V'tiznach mishalom nafshi yud zayin. Up to there, v'yagresh b'chotzat shinoi. That means that the flour they used, they had to put in the ground. So when they made the bread and they ate the bread, the stones crushed the teeth. So he says, but tiznach misholam nashi, nashisi tova, I forgot what good is. Then he says, v'omar avad nitzchi v'sochalti me'er Hashem. V'omar avad nitzchi v'sochalti me'er Hashem. Zochor anyu merudi lana v'rosh. Zochor tizkoch v'sashuach alay nashi. So now he's turning towards the Nechama. And then he spells it out. Zos oshiv el libi al kein ochel. Zos oshiv el libi al kein ochel. This I will bring into my heart, and that's why I'll have hope. That's why I'll have hope. What does he bring to his heart? Chasdei Hashem ki lo somno. Ki lo cholo rachmav. The chesed of Hashem is endless. They haven't ended. Because his rachmav has not been consumed. Has not been finished. But what is this Chasdei Hashem ki lo somno? I mean, it's like denying reality. Like denying reality. But there is a Chasdei Hashem ki lo somno. Interesting is, interesting is Menashe. Menashe who made us have the 70 years because he was Matame the Heichal Hashem with the Avodah Zarah. But what happened to Menashe? Menashe was later captured. Vayavei Hashem aleihem etzorei hatzavar shel ha-melech Asher vayilkidu es Menashe b'chochem vayasu b'nechushtayim vayiluchu b'bavelo. So he was captured and taken away. Taken away in chains. And when he had pain, when it was bothering him, chilas pnei Hashem alekav. So he turned to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Vayikana ma'od milifnei elakei avosa. Menashe was chozer b'tshuva. Vayispal lelo, vayeoso lo, vayishma tchinoso, vayishivei Yerushalayim lamalchuso, vayeda Menashe ki adoshem hu elakim. It's an amazing thing. Him, Menashe, was a ruthless murderer. The Navi says that the blood was flowing all over Yerushalayim. He was Machal Heichal Hashem in the worst way. But when he was Shovel Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Merachem on him. And he brought him back to, he gave him back his Melucha. That's Chasdei Hashem ki lo somnu ki lo chol rachmu. That's what we see in the Chasdei Hashem. So you see it sometimes. You see that the phenomenon exists. So that's why he says, the fact that the phenomenon exists, as much as the horror turns us away, but we know that the phenomenon of Chasdei Hashem ki lo somnu ki lo chol rachmu exists, we have to take that into account. We must take that into account. And taking that into account moves us towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi learns a different pshat, another pshat. Chasdei Hashem ki lo somnu, v'yesh mefarshim ki lo somnu, k'mo ha'im tamnu l'gvor. Chasdei Hashem heim ha'shelo tamnu v'lo cholinu b'avoneh. that the chesed Hashem is that we survive. That we see. We see that we survive. Can't deny that. So you see the Ashgachas there. The Ashgachas there, it's difficult to understand it. It's a horror. The Navi is honest. The Navi does not hide, does not pull any punches, doesn't hide anything. The Navi is very honest, very brutally honest. But the Navi says, but you have to be brutally honest also in the other direction as well. The fact is that there we see Ashgachas Hashem that we were never destroyed. Because according to the laws of history, we should have been destroyed many times. Many times. That's what we say. Behold over the arm and the other. So there you see the Ashgach. So that we must take that into account. That's why he said. That's what he said. He says, Zolososhiv alibi al kenoch. I must take these facts into account, and therefore I will have hope. Then he says, Chadoshim la bekarim. Rabo Amunasach. Chadashim Labakaram. What does Chadashim Labakaram mean? So Rashi says, Nischachim Heim Chasadechon Yom Al Yom. Your Chasadim are Nischachim, renew themselves from day to day. What does it mean? Why is that a positive idea that Al Kain Hochil leads me to have faith in God and to turn to God and to be misfollowed? Why? Because Chadoshim Labakaram means that every day is a different Ashgacha. Because yesterday's Ashgacha was bad does not mean that today's Ashgacha has to be bad. It's Chadoshim Labakaram. We don't understand it, but it's Mischadish. In the 40s, in the early 40s, The Hashgacha was Lara, was Hester Punim, and the worst tragedies befell us. But then, a few years later, it was Chadashim Labakar, and Eretz Yisrael came into existence. Also through a crazy way, through Hashgacha. So Chadashim Labakar tells us that we have no right to say because it's bad that it will always be bad. Because the Hashgacha changes. See how carefully the Navi approaches the problem. Delicately. Doesn't say, be firm, forget this. He says, look at certain other points. Certain other points you can't deny. And we can't deny these points, and that's why we move towards God. Chelki Yad Hashem Omra Nafshi. Al Kein Ochol. Chelki Yad Hashem. God is my chelak. What does it mean? It means his Torah, his limud, his Abba Rabba Aftanu, the Sinai, the Derech HaLimud, Derech HaTalmud, the Derech HaChayim, all these things is Chelki. That's the only way I can live, like Rabbi Akiva said. Can't live. If a fish come out on the shore, they die. If we leave the Torah, we can't live. So we're by force of the fact that we recognize the Gavas HaTorah and the way of life, we have to be tied to God. That ties us to God. Inextricably ties us to God. That's what the Navi says. Yes?
Why is he speaking in personal
breath? Well, because that's a different thing. Why is it personal, not like the other ones?
Yes.
I think that because in order to really get into the individual's philosophy, he has to think it over himself. He can't think in a group. He can't give this answer. Just like it's not. He's saying the answer is my personal. I experienced all the personal tragedies, but now I have to make an account. Am I lost? And I said I was lost. So I have to take it into consideration. The only one that can do that is an individual. Only an individual can think. A group can't think. So that's why he presents his philosophy as an individual. Okay. Tov Hashem l'kolo l'nefesh l'Hashem. That one thing we know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows favor to the ones that are Doresh Hashem. Hashem Yishamayim Hibit Hishkif Liros Hayesh Odom Dorish Elokim. The idea of the Dorish Elokim. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that perfection of the Darsh Lukim, that leads me to believe that I'll King Och, that I can't turn away from it. Okay? Tov Hashem Mekovah Hu Nefesh Tid Hashem. There's another thing. That this Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that if you wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that then and you Doresh Hashem, then you have a special Hashgach. Tov Yachol V'Dumam L'Shuas Hashem. Then it's fine. Then, there he says, he's giving you an approach. Dom L'Hashem. You can't, you can be, you be Miyachel L'Hashem, but you have to have patience. You have to have the patience of Dom, because that's Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Wow.
Yes? Now he goes through a few. See, then it's an interesting thing. He goes back again, though, and I'm not sure why he goes back. Let's take a look at Pasuk Chavtes. Yitain ba'ofar pinu. He put the individual puts his mouth in the dirt. Ulai yesh tikva. Maybe there's hope. So Chazal say, I think like when Rebbe came to this pasuk, he used to cry. He used to say that you put your mouth in the dirt. And maybe there's a hope. That's all there is. So he's bibocha. He's bibocha. So now he's going back the opposite. It's very interesting. Then he switches. Ki lo yiznach la'olam ha'ashem. Because we know that God will not forever abandon us. So that's a reason to turn to God. Ki im hogo v'richan k'roch ha'sarov. After he's ma'anish, he has Rachmanis and the greatest with the greatest amount of chesed possible. Then he goes on to something else. V'pi'el yom lo seitzei haros v'atov. Ma'yisonin olam chalei gebrach hatov. He brings another element, a completely different element. What's the element? The element is bechira. Man has bechira. So there is, after all, chate. Whether we say the chait is too great, and that's what the Megillah ends off, that the chait is too great. Ki im os ma'astana kotzafta leinu ad ma'od. Rashi says, v'shvil shechatana lo hoyelecha l'harbos ketzaf ad ma'od kashen kotzafta. You shouldn't have done that. It's too much. So the Megillah ends with the fact that man says that it's too much, it's not fair. Suffering is too much. But nevertheless, the pi elyon lo seitzei haros hatov. But there is a bechira. There is bechira, and the evil that befalls man is always attached to his bechira. So that's another mitigating reason that it doesn't happen by itself. The evil doesn't happen by itself. Okay. Ma yisani olam choy gever al hatov. What do you have to complain about? After all, you have free will, and it was because of your chet. So if that's the case, we should turn to our Kodesh Baruch. It's a reason to turn. Nach, that's why it says the next pasuk. Nach pesa derechenu v'nachkaru v'neshuva al-arav Hashem. Niso v'aveinu al-kapayim al-kel b'shamayim. We should be mispower. Nachnu, now he goes back the other way, though. It's very interesting, and I can't explain it. Nachnu fashanu marinu atol lo zalach. Sakosu b'afa v'atir defenu v'arakta lo chavot. Now he goes back the opposite. Sakoso ba'onolach me'avor tefillah. That you hid yourself in a cloud so that tefillah can't get through. Then he goes back again. That's hestapana. He goes back to hestapana. Schiu mos tesmin b'keravam. Then he goes back the opposite way. One second, sir. In the end, after he brings in these negative things also, he mixes them in. I haven't got a clear answer why. But in the end, he says, Reisa kol nikmos kol nikmosam, Reisa kol kol yishamata al talimazlucha, Karafta biyom ekreko marta al tira. So Rashi says that those events happened in the past. Raftar Hashem Rivei Nafshi Ba'al Tachaya. Those events did happen. That's another reason to turn to Hashem, because there were events where HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. So we can't forget those events. Okay? Then he ends it off with Shiftan Mekimasa Mabita Animan Ginasa. Toshiv Lahem Gemol Hashem Kemasa Yedehem. Titan Lahem Ginas Letalos Lahem. Tirdof Bafas Hashmina Mitachash Me Hashem. Which means that if we suffer because of our transgressions, then they definitely have to suffer because of their transgressions. So you take an achoma, and the fact that the nikmas Hashem will be very strong. Tirdof Bafas Hashmina Mitachash Me Hashem. So there are several elements that he brings in which are mitigating and which make man turn towards a Hashem. It's an interesting thing. It's like I said, like Eli Wiesel. Originally he became an apikoros gomer. But apparently he had a yeshiva lev. He had a yeshiva lev and he rethought it.
Right, it's possible that when a person is shifting from the framework of like total devastation,
let's say maybe we're
there. It's not going to help. It's the system itself.
Not that simple.
Yeah. Person disperses these other.
Some people try to make a line of connections. The Holocaust happened, Hestepan, that's it. I believe any person that could just say that the Holocaust, the Churban HaBayis, or Beitar, Hester Punim, is an asshole. He's an asshole.
But what
he has no humanity. It's not possible to do that.
It has to affect you.
The Navi's very honest. The Navi doesn't pull any punches. It has to affect you. That's a natural thing you're going to say. You have to say that. If you don't say it, you don't understand nothing. You can't just make light of it. Make light of it, you're not. Because you don't sense the other person suffering.
No, it's possible that one person is... Your son's on the floor.
He has
an idea how to fix it.
Oh, really?
My
son is what?
He called me. He's talking to my cell phone.
He knows. Yeah, actually, he knows.
You have a fake guy show it. He's on the phone. Maybe when a person's coming through the devastation, though, even if they start seeing the redeeming, the ideas and reality that can give him the chama, he can't help but flip-flop.
That's right.
It's an emotional...
That's exactly right. He can't help but flip-flop.
It's a natural emotional thing. It's not possible to just.
That's right. You can come to the conclusion that we should be mispahol nachpus adar chena v'nachkor v'nashur. You can come to that conclusion, but you can't flip flop. You can't not flip flop.
Right. You can't help but flip flop.
Shouldn't flip flop.
You can't help.
Because the fact is that those other things are glaring, and those glaring things make us lose faith. In that Baruch Hu. But the sum total of everything leads us to the conclusion that we have to that our kina zos ashivali, that zos ashivali, that I have to, I can't make a quick judgment. There are other elements that I have to bring into my soul as well, and our kina, and the sum total is it brings me back. But does it bring me back in a way that I'm untainted? No, that can't do. That's impossible.
What else do you have anyway?
That's it. What else do you have? What else do you have doesn't help when you see these trials, when you see the tragedies, you see the horrors, and you think the Borei Olam is Master Punov. That doesn't help. Okay. but I'll still want to. But that's basically that, and that's why the Aniyah Geber was not included in the Megillus that was sent to Yoyami.
Why
you put it in the middle? Very simply, because it follows the first two. It's the answer to the questions of Bayes. Follows Bayes directly. Bayes is the most outstanding complaints. Is in Bayes.
More than Dalit.
Dalit is a different thing. Dalit is the Kinan Yoshio. It's a separate thing. Aleph and Beis. Aleph is the beginning, builds up the Beis, and Gimel gives the answers. The answers aren't satisfying answers, but they're answers that propel us forward. That's what the Navi said. The Navi is extremely honest. He doesn't want to sell you a bill of goods. He knows it's a horror, and he depicts it as a horror. We don't. Hello?
Yeah, that's right.
In Yad this week, we don't. We're not machazev.
And what does it mean, Toby Allah the Duma, she has a shame?
It means that there is such a phenomenon of waiting. Don't wash him. He's giving you an approach.
Duma means silent?
Silent. He's giving you an approach. Duma. So he's giving you a practical way of handling it. That's what he's doing.
How does the next process of
Tovah
Gerich use the old world? What's it got to do with it? Yeah, what is it all of a sudden?
I think what it means is that a person that's no say, oh, so I remember I one time met a man and it was in Florida that was in his 90s. He was a very happy person. He says, I was always happy all my life, he says. I started out with a push cart in the rain and lived through difficult times, and he was very successful in the end. He says, I'm never envious of a person who was born into success. He says, because something bad can happen and he can't handle it. So, Tov LaGever Sheisol Benura, I think that's what it means. It means you're fortunate if you're in that situation that you know Seol Benura, so then you could be Dom LaShem. But if you're an individual that's had it good all the time, it's extremely difficult to practice that. It's difficult. Not his fault, but it's difficult. Doesn't he say right after that, Tovi Yochel Vadumim L'Shuas Hashem? Yes.
And Tov LaGever Ki Yisrael Ben Uro.
Is last.
Well, that's the middle one. Then Yeshiv Vadat Vidom Kina.
Oh, okay, good. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah. I'll mention one thing, Eska.
This isn't like Yeshiv Vadat is like saying you should be silent about
this. Silent.
Are you saying also that you have, like, the Navi says you should express like the.
Yeah, but he's talking about a different thing. You don't stay silent all your life. Mm-hmm. Silence is a method of approach. Doesn't mean you should only always be silent. That's ridiculous. A person has to feel the tsar. He has to feel the fact that he can't. You're going to have to stop it. He has to feel the fact that he can't say the tzedek adin. That he needs the ruach hakodesh to make requests instead. He has to feel that. What's amazing about Eicha is the honesty of Eicha. It doesn't hide anything.
And
the
Yidim is just because it's a long process. The Yidim
is an approach. Don't wash him. We know we have to go on. There's a tragedy. Don't wash him this whole. That's the practical way to handle this whole.
It's like
Yidim Ara.
But in this case, what's a substitute? Well, Dome instead of what?
Instead of going away. Instead of Omar Avad and Nitzchi Visochalti Mehashem. Dome and remember Ki Lo Yiznach Lo Lom Hashem. And Chadashim Avikor. The Ashgacha changes. It could be a horrible Ashgacha that has to pun him, but the next day can be a bright Ashgacha. And that we saw in the 40s. The change to the way to understand the Chorban, is that a Chorban? Is a Chorban? the Holocaust and the contrast to the to our obtaining Eretz Yisrael was not to say that millions of Jews had to die because of Eretz Yisrael. That's how Chaim said, we wouldn't give up one Jewish life for the whole Eretz Yisrael. But the way to understand it is the Hashgacha switched from Hesed Panim to a Hashgacha of Panim Yafos. To a Hashgacha of Panim Yafos. And that's the way to understand it. Beyond that, we can't understand it. By the way, it's interesting. The Rav mentions that one of the psukim went through was, I made a mistake, I think it's two times in Aniyah Geber. Sesam Tfilasi and those are two times. Yes, they're both in there, both in Aniyah Geber. But the Rav mentioned that the Onon, Sachosa Ba'onon Li Me'avar Tfilah, so Ba'onon serves two functions, that's. One function is we have Eretz Tefillah to block between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. On the other side, Hinei Anochi Bo Elecha B'av Onan. B'av Onan. And Ki B'Onan Nirua Lach HaParis. And the Amar Onan, B'Av Onan Yomon, B'Av Onan Eish Lelo. So, but why is Onan have, Onan has two opposite attributes. The one is Makar Vast HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other it's it removes us from our parakah. Why is that so? Why is that so? The reason that's so, I believe, is that, see, an onon is a veil. You can't, your sight becomes veiled. You can't see. When a person is Doresh Hashem, he has to realize he can't see. It's an onon. And if he thinks he sees more than he sees clearly, he's mistaken. So the Onon is the derech of being Doresh Hashem. It's never clear. He searches. He moves in the right direction. Science progresses, but science never really is finished. It's always in, there's always a big Onon there. Always a big cloud. And on the other hand, if he comes to a wrong conclusion because of the Onon, then Hashem is removed from the Onon. Then he can't search the Onon. So if his search comes to a bad conclusion, so then it's sachosi bonon li me'avar tefillah. Then he, because he couldn't see straight, so he came to false conclusions, then there's no relationship between him and God. That's why the both, the onon represents both. But it's not in everybody's case. In the end of Kina 9, the end of Kina 9 that we did, I have the last stanza after Tikra 8. So I have Afani Lukad Biyokesh Shikaron, Arva Simcha V'Hish Bischaron. You have that? Loretz Eishev Egev Gar. So it seems that the kinnis must be set on, sitting down. Loretz Eishev Egev Garon Eicha Yoshva Chalatzalasa. So I mean, that's a good raya, that the idea that the sitting down position is the position for kinnis, and that you shouldn't be sitting on a chair when you sit in kinnis.
What's standing?
Standing up, no, Loretz Eishev.
Tafkasin.
Of course, yeah, when a person cries, he's weak. He doesn't stand, he sits down on the ground. But I don't know if every kid says it.
We don't have it.
That's the last one. It's in here. It's in the old one.